Okay.
Ready? Okay, welcome to Main Street. Welcome, visitors. We're happy to have you worship with us today. Please print your name in our guest book located in the foyer and join us for the fellowship time after the service. Winter Soup Sunday. Thanks for all who have contributed in any way to our Winter Soup Sundays. Sunday School Board Meeting. Please bring your lunch and meet in the adult Sunday school room. Couples Fellowship, March canceled. Church board meeting, right after service. GTA Zone Nazarene service, 6:30 p.m. at Rosewood Church of the Nazarene in Scarborough. An annual event for all churches to come together. Spring Fest Talent Night, May 31st, 6:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome to participate in our talent night. Categories: music, drama, dance, dramatic reading, poetry with a Christian theme. Deadline to submit entries is Sunday, May 17th. Special church board meeting, Thursday. Hymn sing, June 28th, 6:30 p.m. Annual church meeting, May 7th, 7:30 p.m. Renew Nazarene Women's Retreat Weekend, May 22nd to May 24th at Trent University Campus in Peterborough. Birthdays, Lillian's, Mary Louise Porter. Jim and Lillian Skippington, pray for Lillian for strength. Albertina, Baby, Betha, Lila, Marianne, Angela, Eleanor, Church of the Week, Feversham Church Pastor, Jim and Lorraine Carn, pray for a weekly newspaper column, the pastor's online ESL opportunity, in which he is presently teaching English to a Russian policeman, using the Gospel of Mark at the student's request. Pauline Leonard, pastor's wife at Owen Sound Nazarene Church, pray for healing following hip replacement surgery due to a fracture from falling on ice. Pauline is in her 60s and very active in their church. Ethan and Christy and Ben, pray for medical healing for them. NMI prayer line, country and focus, Bermuda, population 65,000. Nazarene Church established there in 1970. Still has only one congregation, 27 members. Pray for their outreach and for musicians and a worship leader. Pray for East Africa economics threatened by locusts. In these uncertain times related to the pandemic of coronavirus, pray for our churches everywhere to be able